When people lose their jobs, they can also lose their sense of identity and self-worth. That's especially true for the long-term unemployed. But in Leipzig, Germany, some jobless men and women are finding a new sense of purpose and rebuilding their lives with the help of music. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the story.
Achtung, eins, zwei, drei, vier.
The city where J.S. Bach was choir master hardly needs another classical music group, and the Bohemian Choir, as it's called, may never get a recording contract. But that's of little concern to the three dozen men and women who meet two mornings a week inside a lovely yet neglected 19th-century stone mansion that's now an arts and community center. The choir is made up almost entirely of the unemployed, the first of its kind in modern Germany.
Most of the people you ask, they said, I'd never be brave enough to just join another choir, because the first question that usually comes is, what do you do for a job? And then you're like, you know, in the trap. This will not be a question here.
31-year-old Zari Teichfischer lost her job in publishing more than 2 years ago. She's the Bohemian Choir's co-founder and manager.
Well, we said we need a choir for unemployed people, because usually people who are unemployed for like a long time are ashamed of themselves, of their situation. And we thought if you bring people together who have the same situation, then things will be much easier to form a social network.
Three-quarters of the choir members are jobless, and half have been unemployed for more than 5 years. A few retirees have also joined in. The rehearsal room is filled with laughter and camaraderie. This day, someone's brought a cake to celebrate their birthday. Members turn up 20 minutes early, eager to sing, just as they linger afterwards, reluctant to leave. For many, the twice-weekly rehearsals provide structure and human contact that they miss from their days at work. One choir member, Peter Sellen, says it might sound a little dramatic, but the choir saved his life. Sellen, who's 54, lost his job as a university lab technician nearly 10 years ago. Sellen says before the music group came along, he had contemplated walking over to the railway tracks in his neighborhood and ending his decade-long struggle to find work.
I thought about it, you know. Lots of people jump in front of trains. But before I made it as far as the tracks, I walked past here and saw a big poster advertising a new choir. It read, "First rehearsal today. No need to be afraid if you can't sing. Everyone welcome." So I walked into the community center instead of going to the station. All of a sudden, I was back at work. Quality was expected of us. We have to deliver. To learn our texts and our vocal parts. You realize you're needed and you're valued again.
Participation in the Leipzig Jobless Choir is voluntary and has no impact on members' unemployment benefits, which in some cases are among the more generous in Europe. The jobless rate in Leipzig, at nearly 15%, is one of the highest in Germany. One of the biggest cities in the former East Germany, Leipzig in many ways is still struggling to come to terms with post-communist society. Manager and alto, Zari Teichfischer, says the choir has made all the difference for some members whom Europe's largest economy has largely forgotten.
I see people opening up and new hairstyles, new outfits, which means the pride is building up again and the dignity is coming back. And that's the best thing. I get goosebumps when I say that myself, because it's just the best effect you could imagine.
Like almost all the choir members, Teichfischer is actively looking for work. She says her only big fear in getting a new job is that she'd have to give up the choir. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Leipzig.